Module 2, Getting Organized, Part 1. Organization begins at your data entry points. Emails, voicemails, and interoffice mail are all channels that ebb and flow with information that require processing and organization. In this module, we are going to take a moment to see how these various entry points of information can be harnessed and used efficiently. Dealing with email. Email is one of the largest sources of information you will have to deal with on a daily basis. Email is a useful tool if handled properly. It is common practice for an administrative assistant to be in charge of their manager's inbox. This means you, as an assistant, have to monitor twice as much email, and typically managers tend to have more emails than regular employees. Although having email makes communication much easier, it does present some issues when it comes to organization. Determining which emails are important or should be deleted places you in the position of making decisions for both you and your manager. You cannot approach your manager to ask if this email is important or not. That is why you are there. Having a technique that enables you to process email systematically allows for faster decision-making and organizing. Below is a quick and easy technique you should use to process emails more effectively. The READ technique allows you to process emails in the following manner: read, evaluate, act, delete. The act step in the process is the most important. Here you determine the following. Do you reply to the sender? Do you relay this information to your manager? Do you resource this information for future reference? Do you reject the email and delete it? Please note the image presented on the screen. Managing electronic files continued. Storing electronic files is easy, but can create a haven for outdated and unorganized documents. Many people take the same approach with electronic folders like physical file folders and use them as places to hold every document, saving them for just in case. This is not the best strategy because memory space on the server or your computer is usually a limited commodity. Enormous data files slow your system down and create a vast sea of files to manage. Another issue with electronic files is the organization. Having endless files filled with randomly named documents slows you down when you need to search for a particular document. Without a file naming strategy, you will most likely have to rely on your memory for retrieval, which is another time waster. Taking the time to set up your folders and naming both files and documents with a systematic format makes organizing and searching your files and documents more efficient. Having a filing strategy that manages your file size and facilitates faster retrieval is the goal. Moving files through phases of inactivity helps you determine when to archive your data to external media. Finally, naming your documents with a uniform pattern allows you to use the search function on your computer more effectively, taking away the need to rely on your memory. The method presented here is a recommendation. You certainly can modify this to fit your individual needs and circumstance. Just remember the following when developing your own strategy. Make it consistent. Use your computer's file search function. Make it time sensitive. Place your archive material on an external medium. Keep track of the paper trail. Even in our electronic age, we still have to contend with paperwork. You may receive letters from customers, invoices, or contracts. Being an assistant, you will need to manage and keep track of all the paperwork that is circulating around your desk. Oftentimes, you will need to act on the paperwork and send it to other departments, like accounting or HR. Other times, you may need to produce a report and have it ready on a certain day for your manager. Having an organized method of tracking your paperwork at your desk helps to reduce missed deadlines and lost paperwork. A good practice is to create a filing system using either a traditional filing cabinet at your desk or a PendaFlex folder. The strategy here is to stage out the paperwork over the course of the week. You will need an inbox, 5 folders for each day of the week, a folder for next week's work, outbox, and a red rush folder. Place the inbox in a clear area on your desk. Review the paperwork in the inbox and determine what day you intend to work on the item. Place the item in the corresponding day of the week. If you determine it does not need to be done this week, place it in the next week's folder. As you process the work each day, either file the documents you do not need to send out or place the document in the outbox for sending in the mail or inter-office system. Note, the outbox concept will be elaborated more in the lesson for organizing your workspace in the next module. Use the Red Rush folder as a communication piece for between you and your manager when an urgent document needs to be addressed. This takes precedence over other jobs. Finally, at the beginning of the new work week, review your next week's folder and your inbox and plan out your work for this week. Applying this strategy consistently is essential to its effectiveness. Making the most of voicemail. Voicemail could be the most misused form of communication in the business world. There are countless ways this could be accomplished. Here is a list of possible offenses. Caller hears voicemail greeting and waits until the beep to hang up, leaving a recording of the hang-up. Caller leaves a message to call back with no background information. Caller is obviously unprepared to leave a message and is thinking out loud and rambling on and on. Caller begins leaving information without first warning you, causing you to have to replay the message. Caller leaves way too much information in their message. Caller lacks common courtesies like please and thank you. These are just some of the abuses committed when leaving a voicemail. Voicemails should be well-planned and professional. You may be asked to leave a message for a senior vice president or important client. Being prepared is the key to well-executed voicemails. Taking a systematic approach to making phone calls and leaving voicemails will make the process more efficient and make the best use of the time you are investing in making that call. Here are some of the steps you can take to ensure you are making the most out of your voicemail. Plan times during the day to make your calls instead of being random. Before you make your calls, summarize the nature of each call and write it down. Have a prepared greeting with your name, time of day, and contact information. Make your message short. Before giving instructions or information the recipient has to write down, tell them to get a pen ready and pause for a few seconds so they can prepare. Always be professional and use common courtesies. Case study. Alex recently obtained a full-time job at a telecommunication company where he has to keep in touch with many people. Ever since he joined the company, he struggled due to the fact that he hated being organized. This was until he got in trouble with his manager, who decided to teach him how to deal with email and how to keep it organized to avoid losing data or not replying to messages. Tricks such as seeing who sent it and seeing what an email is about managed to help a lot. Together with this, his manager also taught him how to plan and manage electronic files in such a way that will keep everything organized. Additionally, he has also taught how to handle offline equipment and voice and video calls. Today, Alex avoided getting fired because of his lack of organization and work, but he also started thinking for himself, which in turn has made him a lot better in his field of work.